give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slayball. Well, good Friday to you, and good Veterans Day to you. Hope you'll thank God. And we do thank those who've served in our armed forces or are currently serving. And we thank you so much for your service to our country. We are the land of the free because of the brave who have fought for our freedoms. And we thank God for them. And I hope you'll thank a veteran today who is serving or who has served in our armed forces. And now we're also Friday, right before the turkey dinner Sunday. And we want you to call in today or tomorrow yet and let me know you're coming. Thank you for those of you who've already called in and got your places reserved. And I'm going to talk more about it today on the broadcast. But boy, we're looking forward to a wonderful time together. And it's going to be a little cooler of a day than what we've had this week. But boy, the warm meal will do you good, and a little bit of coffee with it, and you're going to be in good shape this coming Sunday. Service 10:30. Come join us for the gospel service 10:30 a.m. and then stay with us for a wonderful turkey dinner following the service. And we'll look forward to meeting many of you and fellowshipping together, and just a delightful time on Sunday, November 13th, just 2 days away now from that day. Now, if your Bible's nearby, Luke chapter 5, and we'll deal with this a little bit today in regards to our turkey dinner Sunday. In Luke 5, Jesus asked to borrow Simon's boat, Peter's boat, and he takes it and he teaches the people. And then when he got done in verse 4, it said, when he left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said to him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so also was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all, and followed him. Here they are. They'd already fished all night and didn't catch anything. They're just not biting, and fishermen know they have some nights like that. And then Jesus borrows the boat, and then he tells them, well, now launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught of fishes. Now, Peter's going to have trouble doing that. He has difficulty trusting this fellow who's been a carpenter telling him how to fish. And so he obeyed, and in a sense, he said, I'll let down a net. Singular. Jesus had said nets, plural. He only let down a net, and guess what happened? They had so many fish that their net broke. And I want to focus on what Jesus said there when he said, let down your nets. And I want to share with you today what we've been doing here at Bible Baptist Church. What does let down your nets mean to us? It means, number one, we are preparing to receive God's blessing. He wanted Peter to prepare for God to bless him. I mean, I wonder what could have happened had he let down the nets and not just a net. I mean, what would have happened? Before the fish ever came, before the fish were ever there, before he even thought they were there, they had to let down their nets. They had to do that ahead of time. God says, I want to bless you. God says, I want to open the windows of heaven for you. God says, I want to give to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together. I want to give things to you, but first, you must let down your nets. But first, you must prepare to receive my blessing. Jesus is saying, Peter, I've got a bunch of fish for you. And Peter says, well, I'll use one net. And the net broke and he lost some of those fish. The farmer, before the harvest, prepares the barn, cleans it out. What's he doing? Preparing for a blessed harvest. Let me ask you a question, Christian. Is there something you want? Is there something you desire of God? You love God? Are you doing the will of God? You desire it in your heart? You believe God would have you to have it? You've been praying and asking him for it? Okay, then here's what I'd do. I'd let down my nets. I'd prepare for God to answer. I'd prepare for God to bless. God told Israel at one time, I will provide for you the horses if you're able to put riders on them. Well, get the riders, Israel, and then trust God to supply you with the horses. See, God's blessings are always wrapped up in our faith. And our faith is revealed by our expectancy. Our expectancy is determined by our preparation. When Israel and Joshua came to the crossing of the Jordan in preparation to go into the promised land, the priest would bear the ark and they would lead the people. And God said, when their feet hit the water, I will part the water. Now, that means they didn't see the waters part and then they went through on dry ground like he did the Red Sea. They had to hit the water with their feet and then God parted the waters for them. That's preparing for God's blessing. That is making ready to receive what God would have for you. So he said, prepare for blessing. But secondly, prepare largely. You know, we have a big God. He's able to do, the Bible says, exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He told Jeremiah, call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. God is big. He wanted to let down the nets. He wanted to give them plenty. Elijah, take that cruse of oil. He told that widow woman, take your cruse of oil and then go and borrow vessels. And then he said these words, not a few. He's not asking you to just borrow a couple vessels. No, prepare big. Prepare largely for God to bless. And you know, as they begin to, that widow woman, to pour that oil into the other vessels, and she poured and she poured and she poured, and then she said, bring me another vessel. And they said, there aren't any more vessels. And then the oil stopped. It never ran out until the last vessel was filled. Oh, listen, I don't just want blessing from God. I want big blessings from God. I don't just want, if we have, listen, I don't just want to have 200 in church and say, let's see if we can get 205 this week. No, let's open our mouth wide and see if God will fill it. That's what George Mueller did. He said, I'm going to open my mouth wide and see if God will fill it. Listen, it was William Carey, a missionary, who said, if God be in your plans, make them big. If God be in your plans, make them big. Don't think small. Don't think little. Don't think piddly. Don't think puny. Think big. If God's in your plans, make them big. I remember our first big day when I was pastoring. First big day, we were running about 150 in church, and boy, we were going to prepare. And we did. We prepared largely. I mean, we bought extra chairs and set them up bought extra baptismal robes, and we visited and we prayed and we invited and we wanted the blessing. We were seeking the blessing. We had a goal that we were only around 150. We had a goal to get 500 in church. And we prepared largely. And that day, we didn't get 500. We had 808. And on that day, we saw 36 saved and 15 baptized. What happened? We prepared largely, and God answered our prayer. So Jesus is saying, let down your nets. Let down your nets. Prepare for God's blessing. Prepare largely, and then prepare vigorously. The nets were tied together. They had to be untangled. They had to be spread out. They had to be let down. You know what that's going to take? Work. Oh, God has the blessings, but we have to let down the nets. We have to work at it. And my friend, you have to work hard at it. We're preparing for this dinner day. We've been preparing now for 2 weeks. 10,000 flyers getting put out throughout the community. And listen, folks are working at it, working hard at it, working vigorously at it, putting on social media, spreading it out, inviting friends, inviting family, inviting folks to be their guests. I mean, we're at it Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and knocking on doors and talking about on the radio and making sure there's chairs, making sure there's tables, people cooking turkeys, people getting baptistry things ready, cleaning the church, getting personal workers and getting flyers out and getting the auditorium straightened and getting the different classrooms set up for the services. What are we doing? We're preparing vigorously. We're preparing largely for God's blessing. Oh, my friend, we're prepared. We're preparing vigorously. The Bible says it will reward every man according to his own labor. See, why do you do that, preacher? Because we want God's blessing. And you know what God's blessing will be? When we have that gospel service at 10:30. And we give the simple plan of salvation of how somebody can know that when they die, they'll go to heaven. And we want them to receive Christ as their Savior. The whole purpose of it all, the whole purpose of feeding the meal and the money spent on the food and the preparation and all the fixings and all the preparation is we want people to go to heaven. We don't want people to die and go to hell. We want people to hear about Jesus. We want them to have eternal life. God prepared for our salvation. He sent Jesus down to earth to live a perfect sinless life. And then, and yet, to go to the cross and pay for the debt of sin. The Bible says God commended or he proved his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Why did God do that? And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. You see, Jesus was suffering for the sins of mankind. But he was suffering for my sin. He was suffering for your sin. And my friend, if you'll by faith call out to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I should pay for my sin in hell. But I believe you died in my place on the cross and you paid my sin debt for me. And dear Jesus, I now trust you and what you've done for me. You don't spell salvation D-O. D-O. There's nothing you do to get you to heaven. You spell salvation D-O-N-E. Done. It's what's already been done for you by Jesus Christ. And what you do is you just let down your nets and you come to Jesus. And he gives you the gift of eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's what we'll explain on Sunday. And we trust that God will give us folks who, for the very first time, will call upon the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive their sin. And they'll put their faith and trust in him as their Savior. And their name will be written down in heaven. And it'll be worth it all. All the expense, all the work, all the preparation. But that's what we're doing. We're trying to let down our nets for a draught of fish. For not just catch, Jesus told the disciples there, he said, from henceforth, you're going to catch men. You're not going to catch fish. What are we trying to do with dinner day? Catch some men and women. Catch some boys and girls. Capture them for Jesus and see them receive the gift of eternal life. Hey, will you be a part of that? Will you come join us and help us? Will you invite some folks with you to come? And let's have the house filled on Sunday. Let's have it filled overflowing. And let's ask God to meet with us. And let's ask God to touch our hearts and to touch the hearts of those who come. That we'll see many put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Friday, friends. Hey, I forgot to say something about RU. That's RU Recovery Program. We will meet tonight, as usual, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the church, and I hope you can join us for that. It's a wonderful time of folks finding their freedom over stubborn habits and addictions. Tomorrow will be a work day here. We'll get the final flyers out, and we'll do some house cleaning, getting everything ready for company on Sunday, and then we'll look forward to being here Sunday, seeing you at the gospel service at 10:30, and then, of course, for the meal following the service. And then we'll rejoice Sunday night. We'll have a wonderful Sunday night service at 5:30. We'll share some testimonies and rejoicing over God's goodness throughout the day on Sunday. All right? And then I hope to be with you again on the broadcast on Monday, and we'll look forward to talking to you about this this subject of sincerity. Sincerity. All right. Again, you can pick up these broadcasts at either iTunes or iHeartRadio. Look in the podcast and Words to Encourage Bible Baptist Church and subscribe to that, would you please? We also have a YouTube channel, Bible Baptist Church, Grove City, and you can subscribe to that. You can watch past services of our church, and we'd invite you to do that as well. All right. Listen, have a great Friday, everyone. And until Sunday when I see some of you, and then Monday for the broadcast, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.